Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Rozek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Rozek. And now, play ball. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws to second. Avila drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Avila. Vallow scores. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Dick Rozek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rozek strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to second. Dick Weak now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to third. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fain scores. Hitchcock moves to third. Wall moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Benton now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Wall scores. Joost moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. Tipton moves to third. Brissy moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman strikes out. two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Tipton scores. Brissy moves to third. Vallow moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Al Benton. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lehner trying to get to third. Kennedy throws the ball into Rosen, who tags Lehner for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallo moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Brissy covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Wall reaches second base with a double. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Early win pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Early win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win takes first base on ball four. Murray moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball four. Avila scores. Murray moves to third. Wynn moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray scores. Wynn moves to third. One out. It's 9-5, Athletics. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn scores. Boone moves to second. It's 9-6, Athletics. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Doby moves to second. It's 9-7, Athletics. Bob Hooper now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to second. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosen moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Lemon scores. Murray moves to second. It's Athletics, 9, Indians, 9. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing second base. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wall goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Athletics. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.